what you're doing is you're picking the demographics that everybody does in ads, and you're saying, but who is it specifically? No, mm-hmm. what's her name? What's mm-hmm. his name? And then you're writing it to him as if you're having that conversation on the phone at the coffee shop.
Yeah, we're right here talking to your face.
Yes.
If I can't read this ad to you and it sound like I'm talking to you, then I probably messed up somewhere along the way.
Welcome to the Maven Marketing Podcast. Today is Maven Monday. I'm your host, Brandon Welch, and I am joined by the captain of efficiency, Caleb Agee.
Almost rhymed.
It was almost there.
It felt like it wanted to, though.
30 more seconds on the script, we would have had it. But he is the captain of efficiency, and that is what today's episode is all about. Writing efficient ads, ads that cut through the noise, because this is the place where we help you eliminate waste in advertising, grow your business, and achieve the big dream. And the big dream is all about getting more customers.
That's right.
That can be a path to big dream.
Yeah.
And getting more customers has everything to do with writing better ads.
Writing better ads.
And that's what we're going to do.
Yeah. So go here with me. You're sitting in your favorite coffee shop. Mine's on Friday morning, Republic Road in Springfield. You know where I'm talking about, right?
I do. Everybody knows. You see, nobody goes to that place anymore. It's too busy.
Yeah. You got your favorite hot cup of coffee, and without trying, you hear, if I can't get all 87, I'm not interested. Your ears perk up instantly, right?
Yes.
You can't help
it. The conversation isn't for me.
It's not for you, but he might as well be talking to the back of my head.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And then you hear, and what's the price per acre? Okay, so that makes it a bit less than 800. Offer them 790. I swear I heard a conversation almost exactly like this at the coffee shop one time. My brain instantly started filling in, who's he talking to?
Yes.
What's he talking about? What's 790, right? You could probably figure it out, right?
We've all been there.
I was eavesdropping.
Yes.
Guilty.
You didn't intend to. You're not a nosy person.
No.
Caleb's a pretty private person. I happen to know this about Caleb. And he's a respectful person and a gentleman at that. But we can't help but hear conversations that are one-sided, even if they're not meant for us.
Yeah.
And we're going to use that technology, that innate function of our brain known as the eavesdropper effect, to write better ads. What does that have to do with advertising? If we write our ads in a way that is a one-sided conversation with somebody, a person, not a general ad audience, but a person, the rest of the people will lean in and can't help but listen. And that is the effect we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, it's the eavesdropper effect. So the problem is when you write an ad for everyone, it speaks to no one.
When you write an ad for everyone, it speaks to no one. But when you speak to someone, you speak to everybody.
It's crazy how that works.
There are exactly zero college professors, at least marketing ones I've met, that will teach you this. They'll try to teach, and nothing against your college professors. It's just common sense says write the ad that doesn't
leave
anybody out. Oh, yeah. It's big, expensive advertising. And actually what you want to do is leave everybody out, because everybody wants to be in, and they'll hear that secretly through this language. Dr. Lauren Emberson in Psychology Today talked about this some years back. We published this in our book. It's part of the research I did on the book, because I knew it was a thing, because I had this experience in coffee shops.
Yes.
And I had this experience when I would write ads in a certain way that, frankly, I did accidentally at first, but I was like, that's what makes it work. Mm-hmm. I'm writing to a specific person. And I went to study it, and I found out, gosh, psychology people way smarter than me wrote about this, and she said, overhearing a half conversation has a really profound effect on the cognition of the people around you. And it's not because they're eavesdropping or they're bad people. Their cognitive mechanism basically means that they're forced to listen. We have these little loopholes in our brain, and our brain is looking to conserve energy at all costs. Mm-hmm. That's an innate wiring for us from nature, right?
Yeah.
And as soon as we see something that we understand, we can put it to bed, and we no longer have to give calories and energy that we could use running from danger, right? Mm-hmm. Towards that thing.
Yep.
And it's like, if I see it and I understand the end of it, done. I don't need to think about it anymore. This is why over cliched jokes or books or movies aren't interesting to us. We need to have mystery. We need to wonder what's happening next. Mm-hmm. And when you get dropped in the middle of a conversation, man, my wife is so good at doing this. Who are you talking to? Who is that? Who are you talking to? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And because she wants to know. Nobody wants to be left out. And that is a phenomenon you're going to wire into your ads. And we're going to teach you how to do that today.
Yeah. So we're going to dig into a couple of examples, because it sounds abstract. It sounds a little bit confusing at this point, but bear with us. We're going to read you a couple of ads and we're going to show you both sides of this coin.
Yes. Most ads write not to offend. Mm-hmm. They don't write to persuade, right?
Yep.
What else is like that? Universally ignorable stuff.
Oh, motel art, right? You know, just the basic swoops of color across, or it's really soft.
Yes. Pale colors.
Unobtrusive.
Beige. Yes.
Yes. Elevator music. You know, it's just sitting there being ignorable.
Yes.
And we do not want our ads to be ignorable.
No, you don't. Show us an ignorable ad.
All right. Here's an ignorable ad. We changed the name.
This is a real ad out there.
Of the guilty party here. Trying to keep your cool. It's time to experience the A+ difference. At A+ Heating and Cooling, we're committed to delivering the best customer service and proven products. Plus, we go above and beyond. Our certified technicians receive additional training. We are a factory authorized carrier dealer. We are a factory authorized carrier dealer, and we offer longer warranties on top of the line products, all backed by our exclusive A+ Perks annual maintenance program. When your system fails to stay cool, schedule your service today and start enjoying A+ air.
Gosh, golly. Whew. I'm just so glad they're a factory authorized dealer. And they go
above and beyond.
They give their technicians additional
training.
Guys, this is every ad that you've heard, right? This is every ad that we ignore.
Yep.
Offending no one, but also interesting to no one.
Yes.
And demanding no attention. Mm-hmm. Okay. This ad writer, frankly, was probably overworked, underpaid, and not given proper information to write a good ad.
Yep. The natural bent when you sit down to write an ad or review an ad is going to be toward, did I miss anybody or miss anything? You have to stop that in your brain. It is happening. And you will say, ooh, but I really wanted to sell this thing, or I really want to make sure that these people are included.
And guess what's going to happen? They're going to run this ad, or they are running this ad. And it's not going to get the response they want. And 3 or 4 months is going to go by. They're spending good money on TV. It's got good graphics, got good visuals. It's like probably looked professional. And the owner went, ah, gosh, that's everything about my company. Mm-hmm. Cool. That's what everybody needs to know, right? And then they're going to determine, oh, our business isn't growing. It must be the TV station's fault. And they're going to fire the TV station. What they should have done is fire the ad writer. Or better yet, give the ad writer some time and some good information and this podcast episode to write an ad that is like this. Now, I don't know this company.
Nope.
I don't know anything more than what I've read about in this ad, but I'm going to take the exact same information that was probably given to the ad writer. And instead of writing a general ad, we're going to put in signals take out all the signals that we're talking to everybody. What are those?
Yeah. So some of these signals that we notice in this bad ad, they did service stuffing. They say residential and commercial HVAC.
HVAC.
You know what I'm saying? So we're talking about. They want to talk to both the residential
and the business owner thinks, and gosh, I do both. I don't want them to think I only do one when nobody would have ever thought that ever.
A business owner isn't going to call me if I don't put commercial in the commercial.
Yeah.
It's like, well, okay.
Yes.
I think we could figure it out. Non-specifics. Our certified technicians receive additional training.
What is that additional training?
Who cares? I don't know what you mean. They all the way home.
I trained Nate the camera guy on, you know, how to clean out the coffee mug earlier today. Additional training.
Yeah.
The camera guy got additional training today.
Yeah. Like, hey, I need you to stay for 5 extra minutes.
We taught him
today
how to light the candles.
That's right.
But
yeah,
he's certified.
So, those certified technicians get additional training. They wee all the way home. This is how we like to say it around here.
Most ads wee.
This little piggy syndrome, right? Wee all the way home.
Yes.
You know,
the subject line for this email may be stop weeing on them.
So they say we are a factory authorized carrier. If you're using we in your ads, you have the flashlight pointed at the wrong place.
Weeing all over the place. Yeah.
And they sound like an ad. Like if you close your eyes and listen to that, it doesn't sound like I'm a person talking to you. When I read that to you, I sound like an ad.
Yes.
And so we offer longer warranties on top of the line products backed by our exclusive Air Perks annual maintenance program. You can almost hear the voice, right?
Yes.
When they say it, that guy that,
yes, that advertising
ad
guy. Yes.
Yep. What's a good ad going to sound like?
Well, it's going to be specific, not general. It's not going to stuff services. It's going to focus on one thing at a time. It's going to say you, not we. And we're going to write it as if it can be a conversation, not an ad. It would go something like this. Same ad, same company. Or same information, same company. Mm-hmm. Different ad. 6 a.m., they're in your bed. 7 a.m., they're in your car. 7:15, they're off at school. 8:15, they're in your ear. Mom, I don't feel good. 8:16, they're clearing your schedule. It's a sick kid day, and that's perfectly okay, because nothing is more important than being a mom. But you don't need any more unpredictability than you already have. So when your air conditioner needs service, call A+. We show up exactly when we say, or the service is free. And we fix it the right way, with only the good parts, not the cheap stuff that's made overseas. Save your flexibility for the people who matter, and we'll give all our dependability to you. A+ Heating and Air. When we tell you a time, we'll always be there.
So good. We're going to try to not allow ourselves to drift into just good ad writing principles. We're sticking to the eavesdropping of the eavesdropper
what do we
effect
do?
Today.
Yeah, we picked the person. Now,
that's the trick.
I happen to know, but anybody could have Googled this. Mm-hmm. Who's the most likely person, homeowner, to call for service?
I'm going to assume it's mom here.
The female.
Yes.
It's like 70, 80% of the time, right? Mm-hmm. Just because she's the responsible one, and he would put it off, probably, mm-hmm. right? Now, doesn't mean we couldn't write a specific ad to a dude, but guess what? The dude heard this.
He did.
The grandma heard this. The uncle heard this. The person without kids heard this.
Yeah.
But we wrote it to her, and we made you wonder, who am I talking to? Mm-hmm. Where if I would have just said, hey, homeowners, who does that mean? That's not for me. That's whatever. Yeah. This is somebody trying to sell me something, for starters. And you didn't know this was an ad for heating and air. And this is a good ad writing principle, so bonus. Mm-hmm. But until probably 18 seconds into the ad.
More than halfway, at least.
Yeah, I told you a story, right? Mm-hmm. But I told you a story about you, not a general population, right? So, and then what do we know? This is the Maven method. Who are they? What are their needs, pains, hopes, and fears? They are a mom. Their needs, pains, hopes, and fears have everything to do with time, energy, and everything to do with their kids.
Yes.
And so we just told her a story that is a day in her life. Yep. Guarantee you every mom, by the time first quarter report cards are in, has had this experience if their kids are in school.
For sure.
Yeah. Mom, I don't feel good. Right?
Yep.
And so we must have used the word you 40 times in here. You don't need any more unpredictability than you already have. And you know what? Everybody in the world says that. Mm-hmm. The retired gazillionaire says that, right? Nobody likes unpredictability, but I made it about her. So when your air conditioner needs service, call A+. And now, I did some specific things here. We show up exactly when we say, or the service is free. I made a specific promise.
Yeah.
Okay? Sometimes good ad writing gives you good ideas for a company policy or something you should adopt as a strategy. Mm-hmm. Russell Brunson, a really great ad writer of our time, talks about go write the ad that would sell it and then go build the business that makes it true. Mm. So they didn't specifically say in this other ad, it's free. They said superior customer service. Well, dude, superior customer service says it's got to cost you something if it costs me something, right?
Yeah.
So for what it's worth, or the service is free. I did take a liberty there, but if that was my client, I would say, dude, that's a weak claim. Make it stronger, or don't expect this ad to do anything for you.
Yeah.
Mr. Ad Writer, who wrote this A+ ad, have the courage to challenge, and frankly, the compassion for your client to challenge them to give you better stuff. Mm-hmm. So demand that.
Yep.
But even if we left that line out, and we fix it the right way with only the good parts, not the cheap stuff that's made overseas.
Yeah.
I didn't say we have superior parts.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I'm glad I was expecting inferior parts, but I'm glad you told me.
That's inferior is my favorite brand.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we say with only the good parts, meaning we talk about what we leave out, not what you might or might not get, right?
Yep.
Not the cheap stuff that's made overseas. Everybody has a Big Bad Wolf. That's a value, right? Mm-hmm. We buy American parts, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure Carrier, I could be wrong about this, but I'm pretty sure Carrier is a USA product, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So we said that without saying we're a certified Carrier dealer, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, back to her. Okay, we've done all the rules right now. We've said we've talked. We've used the word you. not we. We've given specifics. We have kept this to one promise, not many. Save your flexibility for the people who matter, and we'll give all of our dependability to you. A Plus Heating and Air. When we tell you a time, we'll always be there. Mm-hmm. Begging to be a general. Jingle.
A jingle.
A Plus Heating and Air. We'll tell you a time and we'll always be there, right?
Yeah.
Cool. That is an ad that will fully employ the eavesdropper effect.
Yes. And it all starts with understanding who we're talking to.
Yes. It's the mom. It's we could have easily written it to the grandma.
Easily.
We would have talked about bacon pies and the good old days.
Mm-hmm.
We do this. There's every ad campaign that we write. It's like at the top of the paper before any ad writer is allowed to write. Who is it? No, who is it?
Mm-hmm.
No, what kind of handbag does she carry? Where is she at right now? It's 10 a.m. when this ad is running. What is she doing? What would she rather be doing? What's she thinking about? What's she dreaming about? Who holds power over her? You have to ask these questions. They're in the Maven Marketer, folks.
Yep.
Chapters 9 through 16.
There you go.
Yeah. Chapter 8 has the abbreviated who are you talking to questions. But
okay. We've got another set of ads.
Yes, we do.
This second set is community colleges. So the first one is one we found out in the world. We changed the name. And then the second one is another one that we've written that we feel speaks to a specific person. So
yes,
here it is. Don't put your future on hold. Stay safe and stay on track with online courses at Cardinal Community College. Change your career. Expand your skills. Get the quality education you want at a price you can afford, all at an accredited institution. Choose from more than 400 online classes.
Wow.
And more than 20.
I'm gonna take all 400.
I want that. And more than 20 flexible online degree and certificate programs anytime, anywhere. Go to cardinalcc.edu for more information.
They almost had me when they said, don't put your future on hold. That was a good line.
It's a good start.
It's a good line.
They started with the U. They did that better than the last
one. They did that better than the ad. But then change your career, expand your skills. What skills?
Yeah.
My hacky sack skills, my lawn trimming skills. What skills? Get the quality education you want at a price you can afford. What specifically can I afford? And how do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Naming prices specifically in an ad, especially if you're in an industry that doesn't do that, superpower. Yeah.
Or at least differentiate yourself.
Yep.
20% less than the university down the street. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Half the price of
whatever. I would say $67. Not under 100, but 67.
Yeah.
Starting at $67, right?
Yep.
More than 400 online classes. Okay. You guys get the point. They broke every rule in the book except for the U. They did the U rule right, but they broke every other rule. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's what you might do instead. We're going to play an ad that we actually wrote for a community college. We had to work for a minute to sell them on this concept, but once you hear it, I think you'll understand why it works better. Here it goes. Hey, by the way, we have a young kid reading this ad.
Hey, you. Yeah, it's me, your younger self. Remember me? Remember being a kid? We couldn't wait to grow up. But what happened? We always wanted to work with robots. We're going to change the world. Why aren't we doing that? I know life's thrown you a few curveballs, a bunch of them. But I want to see you doing what you love. I want to see you as excited as I am to be alive. The Plaster Manufacturing Center at OTC has programs in robotics, cybersecurity, and mechatronics, so you can start an awesome career that excites us again. I don't even know what mechatronics is, but it's definitely cooler than what we're doing now, right? So get out there, make some money, and make me proud. Go to dreambigger.otc.edu and find a career that would make your younger self super stinking happy. You won't regret it. dreambigger.otc.edu.
One of my favorites.
I like that ad. I'm so happy with that ad. And everybody, here's we're talking to one person applied to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That even spoke to the person who
could care less about robotics.
A world-class brain surgeon. Because
mm-hmm.
it took us back to being a kid. It was about us, right? Sometimes you can find universal pains. Look at Maslow's hierarchy.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to have something to do with love and belonging. And it's going to have something to do with
esteem
and achievement,
yeah,
and respect, which is what this ad was laced with.
Mm-hmm.
There's a universal desire for everybody to be loved, respected, and like on an adventure, right?
Yeah.
So if you can invoke that, but still talk, still pick the person in your mind. And the biggest hack I ever have learned in ad writing is you have to get in your mind that person so specific. And there are some that I use over and over. I use Janet. I use my mother-in-law because I know her so well.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what she hates and I know what she likes. And I put her in my mind and I'm like, if I can sell this to Janet, I can sell it to everybody in the world. I use Caleb sometimes. Megan on our team is one because she has a very specific and skeptical way she shops. And I'm like, if I can sell that person. But what you're doing is you're picking the demographics that everybody does in ads and you're saying, but who is it specifically? No, mm-hmm. what's her name? What's mm-hmm. his name? And then you're writing it to him as if you're having that conversation on the phone at the coffee shop.
Yeah, we're right here talking to your face.
Yes.
If I can't read this ad to you and it sound like I'm talking to you, then I probably messed up somewhere along the way. I think that's the thing, though. We get into the avatar mode, and that's really good. But then at the very end of that, the real hack is just
dropping the mic.
You know who that is in your life.
Yes.
You're like, oh, well, I just described Janet. Done.
Yes.
I can write an ad to Janet.
Absolutely.
And that, or I just described Brandon. Okay. I know how to write. It gets a little bit easier because you get so specific about that person and then you just talk to them because you know them. I promise you, you know somebody you're trying to talk to.
It literally jumps your brain over to a different category where you bring out words and thought patterns that is a conversation and not some mystical, ambiguous dump of words that we call ad speak.
Yeah.
So you want to avoid that. What you want to use is the eavesdropper effect instead. And the way that you do that is by making specific claims, not general statements, saying one thing at a time, saying you, not we, and writing a conversation, not an ad.
So good.
That's all we have for you today. We'll be back here every Monday taking your real life marketing questions because marketers who can't teach you why
are just a fancy lie.
Like and subscribe, forward it to a friend. Have a great day.